Welcome to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author, Christine Carlson. Chris shares don't sweat wisdom to help you achieve greater mental health, self-compassion, and better communication with family, friends, and coworkers. Listen in and learn simple ways to live your most vibrant life of joy.
Hi, and welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Hey, let's go ahead and take that golden pause before we begin our episode today. So go ahead and close your eyes wherever you are if you can. And if not, please just use this as a deep breathing exercise to get really present. But if you can, go ahead and take this pause for yourself. And just sit comfortably in a chair with your legs uncrossed or sit cross-legged on the floor, your palms open on your lap in a nice receive position. Let's hold our shoulders back and breathe in alignment with our necks long. And just breathing in through our bellies, allowing our chest and our belly to fully expand as we inhale. And then exhaling, releasing and relaxing. Breathing in pure golden sunlight to the top of our head, to the tips of our fingers and our toes. And exhaling, releasing and letting go, sinking inward into the breath, into the body. Breathing in pure golden sunlight through our core, through our heart, through our minds. And on the exhale, just allowing any tension to leave our bodies, just allowing ourselves to be fully present in our breath. Breathing in beautiful golden sunlight to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. Just exhale, release, relax, let go. This time, as you breathe in pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being, place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and spend a moment thinking of one thing you feel grateful for. And as you fill your heart, your entire being with golden gratitude, just exhale, release, relax, let go. And as you breathe in golden gratitude, allow your heart to fill with the joy that gratitude brings. Allow yourself to be present to that natural, good, high feeling of joy. And breathing in pure golden gratitude through your core, through your heart, through your mind, continuing to exhale, release, and relax and sink into your body. And breathing in pure golden gratitude to every cell of your being. On the exhale, allow that gratitude to wash over you like a cascading waterfall of pure joy. Breathing in pure golden gratitude again to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. Allow it to wash over you again, like a cascading waterfall of pure joy. And taking one last deep breath in of pure golden gratitude, filling every cell of your body with golden gratitude. On the exhale, go ahead and open your eyes. I hope that you're smiling. Oh my gosh, when I do that golden pause, it just brings me right into my heart, into my spirit, into the present moment. And I open my eyes and everything is so much brighter. It just feels just more alive. I'm more alive. All right, so let's begin. Last episode, I talked about connecting to your partner here on Earth. And I wanted to talk about how important it is that we make that connection to our person, our loved ones that have passed. How do we do that? Well, it first starts with the belief that it's possible. You have to believe that it's possible to connect to them where they are. Because honestly, I have learned through the death of Richard, through his passing, that the place that they are, it's like a slip of paper from where we are. It's just a dimensional reality. That's all it is. They don't have a body, but their soul, which is egoless, lives wherever it wants to be. I've had a lot of experiences talking with other people over the years, but I want to start with a story about Richard's and my relationship. One day, maybe years before he died, he was in the bathtub and I was sitting on the side of the bathtub and we were talking, having one of those intimate conversations. We were so feeling this deep level love and connection. And while I sat there, I looked in his eyes and I said, "Richard, if anything ever happens to you or to me, one of us dies first, do you think that we will find a way to communicate with one another?" And he looked in my eyes and he said to me, "Of course we will. We will definitely find ways to communicate with each other. There's no doubt in my mind that we are connected so deeply that we will find ways of knowing that connection." Well, sure enough, when he died, my deepest fear was, of course, missing him in his body, but also my deepest fear was, what if that wasn't true? What if I wouldn't feel him? And then I started to fill those early morning times, which was our time to be a couple. We would sit and drink our coffee together and strategize about parenting and also create chapters for all the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff books. And we would just talk about life together, spirituality, whatever came up that morning. And I had to fill that time with something. So I sat down at my computer one day and I started to journal about what I was feeling. And Richard suddenly started coming through the keyboard. I could feel this deep level communication happening with him. My fingers were typing so fast, and I was never a fast typist before this. So my fingers couldn't type fast enough, and it was his words coming through. And he shared with me where he was. He shared with me why he was chosen to go. He shared with me the state of the world. All sorts of just deep level communication was happening, and it was magical. And then I had all these experiences where he was light. I would lay in the bathtub and there would be these just incredible waves of light above me, just waves and waves and waves of light. There would be light on the wall. One time I was sitting with his best friend, Benjamin, and it was right after his memorial service, and Ben was as brokenhearted as I was in so many ways. Richard was his soulmate too, his best friend. And we were sitting in Richard's office, and I looked up on the wall, and I said to Ben, "Oh my God, what is that? Look at that light on the wall, that round light." And it had this pulsing in the center. And Ben looked at me and he looked at the light and he goes, "Oh my God, Chris, look at it. It's a human heart." Here we were talking about how much we loved Richard. And there was a human heart with a pulsing in the center on the wall. We watched it for a long, long time. And then suddenly, as if a magician was standing at the wall and pulling on the light, he pulled it off the wall. It shrunk until he pulled it completely off the wall, and it was gone. And we laughed, and Benjamin said, "Wow, I'm really glad we saw that together. Richard's really having some fun with this, isn't he?" So I do believe that your spiritual connection has to be very, very strong. Your love connection must be very, very strong, incredibly strong, in order for you to deeply, deeply feel and to believe that this communication is possible. But then another thing strangely happens in loss. You can be so broken open that your entire crown chakra bursts open and your pineal gland is powerful and you actually are able to transcend this dimension yourself and open to where they are. And this happens through meditation. This happens through deep, heartfelt longing to connect that doesn't happen through our thoughts and through our mind. It happens through opening our mind to what is possible. If you can understand that your loved one is very near and that you can close your eyes and you can picture them, you can picture them holding you, you can feel their presence because you can tune into their energy. You can tune into a different possibility. You can ask them. This is a really important part I've learned about connecting to our loved ones, is that we have to ask them to show up. We have to ask them for signs. You can talk with them as if they're here. You can share your thoughts, your concerns, and let me just tell you from experience, I can actually sometimes hear Richard speaking to me. I can hear his voice. I know exactly what he would say. I can hear his laughter. I can feel his presence with me when I ask him to be present. So it comes from us. We have to open our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our souls to that connection. We have to know that we don't have to move on without our loved one. We have to carry them forward with us. And this is a beautiful thing, isn't it? You never have to move on. You just have to move forward. You have to allow them to be the wind beneath your wings and stretch your wings wide and carry them with you. You are strong enough. You can do this. You are brave enough. You are courageous enough. I know a mother, a beautiful, beautiful shaman woman who lost her daughter. And I watched her. Somebody said to me early on, she lost her daughter to COVID. Somebody said to me early on, oh my God, how is she going to survive? And I said, you know, she's going to survive because she's going to find her daughter where she is. I know she's capable. I know she will. And this woman has been, wow, courageous and brave and transcendent. And her daughter was also incredibly evolved. And just an incredible story of love, an incredible story of a mother whose soul mate and soul sister is her daughter and her other daughter too, and her husband, a soul family connection that's so beautiful that transcends the boundaries of time and space. And they are so deeply connected. And I've watched this woman go through tremendous grief, like such deep grief, but she's also knows that her path is to live and to find joy and to be in joy, and that that's the way to her deepest connection to her daughter is through joy. And that's how they, all of our loved ones who have passed, they are in bliss in their current formless state. They don't have a voice, so they have to talk to us through different means. You may be finding pennies on the ground or dimes. You may be hearing things on the radio. You may be having some mystical experiences too, like I did. You may have lights flashing and technology that shows you that your loved one is present. They love to work with technology. It's easier for them. But they don't have a voice, so you have to look, you have to listen, you have to open your mind to seeing the signs. Ask for a sign. Ask. Don't forget to ask. These are all the ways that you can connect through your love. You can allow that love connection to remain strong, to feed you, to nourish you, to help sustain you. And know that they are pushing you toward healing. They are pushing you toward the expression of love, toward the expression of joy. That's all they want for us, is to be free of pain, be free of suffering, be free of grief, and to find joy again. That's why I wrote the book, From Heartbreak to Wholeness, The Hero's Journey to Joy. And I wrote Heartbroken Open too, was so that people could open their hearts, open their minds to finding that deep level connection back to the life of joy without moving on from those we love. We carry them with us in our hearts. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Don't sweat the small stuff. I know you're not. Live the big stuff. Find joy again. Come back again. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author and beloved teacher, Christine Carlson. Learn more about Christine's upcoming retreats, online courses, public speaking events, and more at christinecarlson.com and don'tsweat.com.